Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, Jeff has decided to join me. Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is going to be some great information for you. Let me just give you a little background on Jeff. Jeff did everything he was told to do in life. Went to school, got the grades, got the diploma, yada, 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 got the engineering degree, went out there and started busting his butt for corporate America. That's right, because he was taught that's how you get ahead. You do all of those things. You have no life in college because you're studying engineering. Everybody that I know that studied engineering in college literally had no life. I mean, you almost had to grab those guys and extract them out of their dorm room just to take them to a movie and check their pulse to see if they were still alive, because they're committed. They're committed to getting the grades because they've been told they need those grades so that they can get that good job, so that they can be competitive when they get out of college. Jeff is no different. Jeff got a great job. As a matter of fact, Jeff kept doing everything in corporate America that he learned to do in college. You know, pour his heart, his mind, his soul into his work to be a great performer for the organization, to be that person that helps that corporation meet the bottom line. But there was a problem. There was a huge problem. See, corporate America, and I'm going to say something now that might bother you. It may bother you. But I think corporate America hires people, chews them up, spits them out, and then just looks for the next crop of people coming out of college. I think there's a pattern there. I really do. Because it happens time and time and time again. And we, as citizens that pursue that path, man, we get caught up in that chainsaw effect. We do. And you get to a certain point in your life, and you reflect, and you go, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Something is wrong here. So with what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring Jeff on the show, because Jeff got to that point. He got to that point, and he was fed up. So Jeff, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you today, because I'll tell you what, your story is going to resonate with the audience, because there are so many people out there that are enduring what you have endured, yet you found a way to jump away from that corporate lifestyle. So how did you do it, Jeff?
Al, thanks for the intro, and thanks for having me on the show again. This is great, and I like being here. You know, I think you hit that nail on the head there. You see that all the time in corporate America, where, you know, it's we're going along busting our butts, and then you're right. They will squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and get every bit of juice out of that turnip, and then it's just let's move along to the next NCG, the new college grad. And it does go back to, you know, how we're it's the way we're programmed, right? From the very beginning, it's go to work and work hard and save up and then hope that you die before you use up all that savings. Luckily for me, you know, we found Lifestyles and was able to change that path. And like you said, hopefully we can change that path for others out there. I was, you know, working 60, 70 hours a day, just like in college. You know, you're right. I had business major friends that would, you know, go out on weeknights, and I'm like, how do you get to do that? You know, I got to write a lab report, or I got to study. And it's definitely a conditioning that we've learned from early on.
So what was that significant event that occurred in your life that caused you to stop dead in your tracks and say, okay, this is it, man. Something's got to change.
Well, so, you know, I had been working in engineering at a company for 18 years, and I had been busting my butt. We had a bunch of installs that I was doing, and you know, this is it's a 24-hour facility, so we're working around the clock. And so I'm working nights and weekends trying to get all this stuff put in place and together. And I'm like, you know, I'm excited because, hey, I've done this. I've helped the company. I'm doing great. And then I go to my yearly, they do the performance review and raise at one in February. So I went into that, and the review went great. You know, you're doing a good job, everything. And, oh, by the way, here's your 2.3% raise. And I looked at my boss, and I just kind of laughed. I'm like, are you serious? I said, Social Security got a 3% raise this year, and I get a 2.3% raise? I busted my butt. And he's like, well, you know, I'm sorry. You're kind of at the top of your pay band, and, you know, you really need a promotion in order to get this. So, I got some things you can do that we can, basically telling me I needed to work a lot harder so that I could get promoted and so that I could get a better raise. And immediately after that, I walked out of that review. And before I even got to my desk, I had my phone out, and I was calling a friend of mine that was a lead. And I said, hey, man, he'd already been telling me forever that, you know, until the pain of the present overcomes the fear of the future, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. And I called him. I said, hey, man, that point is here. I'm ready to jump.
How long did it take for you to make that phone call?
I literally was not at my desk yet. So, like, I stepped out of my manager's office and was on the phone.
Yeah, so, you know, because you were very polite. You were extremely polite, Jeff, because this is what I heard. Hey, Jeff, you know, you're kind of okay. And by the way, we overpay you, and you should accept our charity of a 2.3% raise. You know, and senior citizens are more important than you. And by the way, you're not working hard enough. Get your butt back to work, Jeff. You're lazy. That's what I heard, Jeff. When I come back from the break, provided Jeff's still here, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of how he did it. Stick around.
What are folks saying about the Lifestyles Unlimited Multifamily Masters Tour?
Favorite part of the day was be able to engage the property owners directly, actually ask questions to the investors and get a direct response from them in person rather than through email or on the phone, where sometimes things get hurried or rushed. This method, you have full access to these people and you get feedback immediately.
Join us for the 2021 Multifamily Masters Tour, September 3rd. Register at multifamilymasterstour.com. Are there any good real estate deals left?
I'm still currently investing in real estate. In fact, I closed a deal just yesterday. Got another one closing tomorrow. So I'm buying real estate deals out there, guys. I'm out there doing it right now. So if you think that there's no good deals out there, think again. There are deals out there. You just have to be out there looking hard and working hard and working through the process to get to the ones that work.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited's free workshop and discover the process that works. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if your boss called you in for an annual performance review and essentially kind of watered down everything that you've been doing to bust your hindquarters to meet all goals and objectives for the organization to make sure that nothing slips through the cracks. I mean, you know that you're the best of the best because you're doing things that nobody else could do effectively. And your boss calls you in after a year of that and goes, hey man, you know, you're mediocre. I mean, that's kind of what Jeff was dealing with in corporate America. You know, you're never good enough. You can always be better. Oh, and by the way, we'll throw you a little bit of a performance boost. You know, we'll throw you 2.3%. Okay, let's sum up that stupid raise that Jeff got. 2.3%. And I don't know what Jeff is making. Jeff, don't tell me. I'm just going to say $100,000 because the math is easy for me as a business major. That's $2,300. Now, when you divide that by 12, you're making less than $200 more every month. Oh, and by the way, that's taxable income. Oh, yeah, and that's also, you know, you get to pay Social Security and Medicare against that. So it dilutes it down, right? And in the meantime, Jeff, I'm sure your taxes had gone up on your principal residence over that previous year. Had they?
Yes. Not to mention the fact that insurance goes up too, right?
Oh, yeah. The cost of things go up. So at that point, you're like, all right, dude, this sucks. I'm not going to tell my boss that I'm pissed off because I kind of need this job right now. But tell me how you started to formulate your exit strategy to get out of corporate America.
Sure. So my exit strategy was definitely to become a lead. Just from looking at the numbers, I knew that was where I could really accelerate my capital, my net worth, and get that going. Not to mention, my close friends were doing it and just killing it at it, and I knew I could do it. You know, we had the support, we had the network with Lifestyles, and so I just basically went forward from there, and we had already done our lead certification, my wife and I, because the plan all along had been to become leads. We knew we wanted to. It's just that, you know, you're going to keep on doing what you're doing because it works, right? And that's where we were, and so I went ahead and started reaching out to, of course, a lot of these people I'd already talked to from being in Lifestyles since 2016. So, you know, for 3 years, we had already been in, and so it was really reaching out and just making better connections with that team. And that's really how it started, talking to mentors and talking to, you know, who were going to become our team members.
I'm gonna make a statement that you may not agree with, but I'm gonna make the statement anyhow. Let's see how this plays. You cool with it?
Yes. Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So I think you were busting your butt in corporate America. You found Lifestyles Unlimited. You became a member. You went through all the education. Everything made sense, but you were still dependent on the income streams from that W-2 jobs. I mean, you couldn't just like quit that job and start tomorrow. I'm going to be a real estate investor, because that is a poison pill, right?
Without a doubt, no doubt at all. That is exactly the case. You know, you're making a six-figure income, and the stability of that cash flow is great, right? And it's,
yeah,
it really is the pain of the present, right? Because I'm willing to sacrifice and suffer. But now I look back on it, it's like, that's so dumb. Why didn't I do this sooner? Just take the medicine earlier. But really, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad that this is the way things ended up, because, you know, we got a great, our first deal was great. And, you know, we've got a lot of great new friends that we have from our investors. Yeah, I'm so glad that we finally jumped.
Are you stubborn by any chance, Jeff? I mean, if I asked your wife if you were stubborn, what would she say?
She would say no. Definitely. Yeah, you've talked to enough engineers. We're very analytical and very much, I need a good reason, right? I need a good, solid, this is the way it will work. And, you know, uncertainty is definitely something that has... I don't like.
Yeah, no, I get that. That takes you guys right out of your comfort zone. I mean, that man, you know, because people could die if you make a small mathematical error. I get that stuff. So when your boss told you you're mediocre, essentially that's what he told you, or she, or whatever that person was, you made that informed decision to change your life right there and then. That was what, back in 2019?
Correct.
Okay. When did you actually walk away from that W-2 job? How long did it take you from that time when you said, that's enough, no more, to the point where you said, I'm out of here?
was in the background all along. From that point on, is I knew I needed to get to, I wanted to replace my income first, so I needed to get to a point to where I could, you know, really pull back from that. Because, you know, we took over our first property, and I ended up doing a lot of the heavy lifting on that. My wife got diagnosed with cancer right like a week after we went under contract on that property, so it ended up being a lot of work for me, but I was able to handle that and my job at the same time. Yeah, probably I was not working 60, 70 hours at the office anymore. You know, I found out what that gets you, you know, 2.3%. If I can, you know, if I do not as good and I make half of that, I'm okay with that, right? So I'm not going to say that I do my job. I did do my job, and I did it well, but my priorities had changed, and so one with my wife getting cancer, that was changed the focus there, but I also knew that at that point I needed to do this for us. And so we did great on that property, and so I knew that I could handle that. Now, when we went to go for the second deal that we had, it was a heavy lift. There was a lot of you know, the occupancy was low, and so I knew there was going to be a lot of work there. And I, you know, I had a heart to heart with my wife, and was like, "Look, I need you to really help on this, and I don't think I can continue my job. You know, I can't do. It's just way too stressful."
You hit that point in your life where, you know, you realize that there's really only 24 hours in the day, but gosh, I need about 48. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break. Jeff and I are going to have a little conversation. When we come back, we're going to fill you in on what we talked about. Stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So, you know, Jeff and I actually had a really good conversation during the break, and, you know, I found out that he went to an excellent school, studied engineering there, a little school called Texas A&M. Now, I was a West Coast guy, but I knew about Texas A&M because as a guy that was going through ROTC, I knew that Texas A&M had one of the biggest ROTC programs in the country. I mean, that cadet corps was like its own little army. So, you know, anytime I had an opportunity to go do training with the Army, there was always like a Texas A&M guy hanging around. I couldn't figure out why. Well, it's because I didn't realize how big it was. Now, here's what gets crazy. Now that I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and because Lifestyles Unlimited is based in Texas, what I have found is that I know a whole lot of Texas A&M grads. I mean, they're like, you can't turn anywhere and not find one in Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's really cool. And what's even cooler about this is Jeff and I were talking about a guy by the name of Kevin. Now, I'm going to stop right there because if you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, what I'm about ready to say it's just going to blow right by you because it won't make any sense to you. But if you are a Lifestyles member and you are a part of what we do in the multifamily space, I will just tell you that Kevin is one of the lead investors up in Dallas-Fort Worth, and you've already connected the dots. You already know who this guy is because this guy is a successful lead investor. Jeff, tell me the story about you and Kevin way back in A&M.
Yeah, so we actually graduated with the same degree, and in fact, at graduation, he was probably two or three chairs down from him because our last name's supposed to start with C, right? So we knew each other there, and we talked and stuff, but we didn't, you know, we didn't really hang out a whole lot. It wasn't until after we graduated, he did a brief stint with Rockwell Collins or something like that, and I went to Kimberly-Clark, but he quickly moved back to Texas Instruments, and shortly after, I didn't like my job, and I reached out to him and said, "Hey, I've always wanted to work in electronics. Can you get me a job there? I mean, can you get me an interview there?" And so we did come. We both worked there for I worked there 20 years. He was 18, I believe. And at one point he was my boss.
Who did you call after you stepped out of that performance review with your boss?
It was Kevin. Yeah, we were, you know, he's always a strong advocate for doing, the smart thing and don't keep doing the same thing, basically. And he was the one that had been pushing me to, he's like, you need to make this transition. And so right after I got out of that performance review, I was pretty upset, and I didn't even call my wife. I called Kevin and said, "Hey, I'm ready to do this. They've made the pain of the present too much for me." So he was my call to start becoming the lead.
You know, I think it's really, really interesting how small the world is. I mean, the fact that you went to school with this guy, knew him, you actually worked with him in corporate America, took orders from him for a while. You guys grew up in the industry together. You guys migrated to Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, he got started a little bit before you did, and we know his result. So the question I have for you, Jeff, let's talk about, actually it's not a question, let's talk about your results. Let's talk about this transition that you went through from the time you said, that's it, you put your foot down, you're buying that first property, to where you're at now. Tell me what it's been like for you.
So it's been phenomenal. So great having, you know, the control of everything and being able to make the decisions that are going to impact it. And actually, you know, the results that you see, you know, as an engineer, it's rewarding to see your stuff do well, but it's so much more rewarding to see your stuff do well and then you get monetarily incentivized by it, right? So, you know, by taking, we took our first property and we've had it for, the 29th will be 2 years, and we're under contract to sell it already, and we're looking at pretty good returns for us, you know, for the passive investors, and we've done well, and we just followed that, you know, that map that was laid out there by Lifestyles, and definitely we lean heavily on our friends like Kevin and, you know, and how do you operate? How do you do the things? You know, any questions we have, we run it through our friends. And you know, it's usually if one of our, you know, there's somebody that's dealt with the issues that we're dealing with. And so that's the great thing about Lifestyles is always feeling like there's somebody there that you can go talk to and find out how to do this stuff. But, and then I guess, basically, we went from there to our second deal, and the second deal is where I decided to quit, to retire, and that's it's kind of scary getting rid of your, you know, that steady income, but I know that with the results that we got from our first property and how we're going with our second property and our third property is just going to, you know, we're going to continue following that path and we'll be doing way better than we were with the W-2 job.
So you and Molly actually went through a kind of a difficult period. I mean, she became ill with cancer, and I know exactly what that's like because I've been afflicted by it twice in my life, and it's no fun to deal with. How did dealing with health issues and still trying to maintain that W-2 job impact where you were trying to get to with your real estate investing?
Sure. It's an eye-opening thing to have something like that happen. You know, you realize that you know, we're all, it's you're really fragile and you only have so much time here. And so I really, at that point, decided that, look, my future is way more important than anything for the company I work for. So, you know, I continued to do my job and to get the things done, but I did not overachieve. I didn't focus on it like I did before. It became more about taking care of my family and my wife while she was, you know, going through the surgeries and you know, just the being down, you know. But it was good. I mean, I think we're much closer after having experienced this, and it was life-changing, and then the fact that we were able to take that property from what it was to what it is now, and just knowing that we can do it, and she has been such a tremendous help for this, like this second deal that we're doing. I wasn't going to be able to continue on working my full-time job and doing this, so it was like, we got to quit. And I did, and man, she stepped up with handling a lot of this business, and we're really just excited to see where our future goes and how, you know, we have aspirations to grow or scale our business, and we're, you know, we're doing that. We went from a 21 to a 42 to 109, so we're just, you know, working to get this machine up and running, and yeah, that's what we're excited about.
Yeah, you know what? I know Molly's listening in the background, and I'm thinking, Molly's thinking this. Jeff, I am so proud of you. Keep going, buddy. Keep going. When we come back from the break, maybe we'll get Molly on the air. Who knows? Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited members are the best apartment investors in the country.
So for the last 13 years now, since 2007... every single year, one of our members has won the National Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year. So how hard is that to do? Well, that National Football League, what does that have, 34 teams? There are 44,000 independent real estate investors in this country. And one of our members each year was the best.
Do you want to be one of the best real estate investors in the country? Do you want to play with the same game plans and be coached by the same captains and team leaders? Then join our team. Register for the next live online free workshop. Once you join us, you'll have the backing you need to win every time. Remember, real estate is a team sport. Register at lifestylesunlimitedfreeworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we've got one segment to really get into Jeff's head, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of great information rattling around in there, and we've got to extract it. Trust me, Jeff is a smart guy. He's in the Gets It Club. When he applies his time and his talents to an objective, he gets it done. I mean, he proved that in corporate America, but corporate America said, Jeff, you're just not good enough for us. And Jeff said, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm out of here. So he started following what I would call a fairly aggressive plan to change his life. Now, he'd been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since like back in 2016. And you know, he's working hard and he was investing in passive deals and stuff. But man, when he got that wake up call, he's like, that's it. Game over. We're focusing on our household. And he put his family at the forefront. He radically changed what he felt was most important in his life, and he put it right out in front. And I'll tell you what, Jeff has been extremely successful. How do I know this? Okay, let's break it down for you. 2019, he gets serious. He's going to go ahead and actually utilize the education that he studied that we taught him on how to syndicate real estate deals. So he gets busy starting that process. He takes down his first property, a 21-unit property in northern Texas. Now, let me tell you this. He bought this thing for $64,000 a door back in 2019. He is selling it. Jeff, is it closed escrow? Can we say the price or should we not say the price right now? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, we talked about this on the Dell show and actually said it. So, we're under contract and I don't know. I think it's okay to say.
All right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. Since I don't like attorneys, unless, you know, they're investing in deals that I'm investing in, let's talk about rates of return. I mean, this is a lead deal. You syndicated a deal to other Lifestyles Unlimited members. How many other families did you bring into this deal? I mean, how many people are you responsible for in that particular deal?
So there's 13 passive investors in this deal.
Okay, so 13 people told you, we believe in you, and they handed their money over to you, and you put it to work.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, you know, having people give you all this money, and it's like you definitely feel the pressure of, this is their life savings that you have. So.
Yeah, it's like instant responsibility, huh?
Yeah.
If this deal closes escrow, and I use the word if because anything in the world could possibly happen, tends to happen when we're in the escrow process. Okay, 99% of the time we're able to work it all out and everything just flies the way it's supposed to go. Sometimes we have hiccups, but when this property closes based on the price point that you negotiated, what kind of returns? Now let's say I'm a passive investor in that deal. I am not. I did not get into Jeff's deal. Like a fool, I did not get into this deal. Let's say I gave you $100,000 back in 2019. What am I looking at for returns on my investment when this thing closes escrow?
So pure capital gain on the deal to the passive is looking about 80-something percent, 80, just a hair over 80%, just on the capital gain from the sale of the property. Now that, keep in mind, that does not count any distributions thus far or any of the money retained in the accounts. So that's purely on the sale of the asset itself. So that's just your equity capture, and that's of course after lead compensation.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, I mean, you have to get paid for doing all the heavy lifting. I mean, we absolutely believe in that as passive investors. Somebody has to watch the house, and we're glad you're the guy doing it. So we're looking at 80% return on investment in less than 2 years. Well, we'll just call it 2 years. Let's just call it 2 years because it's easy. There have also been distributions made to your passive investors. In other words, you've been sending out checks through this process, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
So if we took that pile of money and added it on to the equity that, you know, is going to come to us, what does the number adjust upward to?
We anticipate about 94% return to our passives total, all in.
Okay, so let me break this down in business school terms. If I gave you $100,000 2 years ago, essentially what you've done is you've almost doubled that money for me in 2 years.
Yes. Equity capture is about, you know, 1.94 is what we're looking at. And again, that's a conservative anticipation of, you know, closing and all that stuff and how much money we have left in the accounts.
So for those of you in the sound of my voice, what Jeff just told you is that it is very possible to take your hard-earned money and invest it with somebody that knows what they are doing, that is supported by other like-minded individuals, who has access to a team of mentors that can answer any and every business-related question, and he's got access. We haven't even talked about this. We actually have people on our team that we call operations consultants, and these are people that have managed no less than like 10,000 units in any given time. Jeff, do you have any of these people on your speed dial?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Dallas operations consultants know me.
Yeah.
It's for them. Yeah.
You and Terry are on first name basis, huh?
Yeah, and Mia, too.
Mia, yeah. I forgot about Mia. Yeah. Okay. I think that's...
Yeah, they're definitely helpful. And that's one of the things, too, that, you know, as far as what scared me about going into this was the actual operations. Because, you know, I've worked in, you know, customer service back when I was in high school and college, but you know, an engineer is a little different on that. We had our customers, but it's not the same type of interface, and so I was a little concerned how this would go, and you know, all the fair housing laws and everything. But you know, really, if you have a question, you know, there's lots of stuff that they go through, and they know, like you said, they've managed thousands of units, and so they've seen it all. And yeah, that's definitely a huge help.
Yeah, I get the opportunity to chat with Teresa down in my neck of the woods. And you know what I love about the ops consultants? You can frame a problem for them, and you can, yeah, I mean, you hit them with like 9 million facts and stuff like that, and they just drill right down to what you need to do.
Yeah, they, and they're very upfront, and they'll tell you exactly what you need to know.
In 2 years... you've effectively doubled the investment capital of your passive investors. Along the way, you picked up a second property. What's going on with that second property?
So we just closed on that in April, at the end of April. It's a value play, and it's the bones of the property are good. It's the owners of that, the previous owners of that property. Her dad had built the property in the 60s, and so they've owned it the whole time. So there's not been a whole lot of capital infusion to the property. So that's where our value play comes in. It's sitting in a Class A neighborhood, and, you know, it's just not been moved to that. And so we're repositioning this product, and we're going after the Class A. We're going to move our rents to just under Class A, give the Class A appearance inside of those apartments. And so far, the one units we've turned, we've had no problem getting. We're asking right now $250 over what the previous owner had got on their highest ones. And really, I think we can push harder. And so we've increased the occupancy by 10% in the just a little over 2 months that we've had it. And the only reason it's only at 10% is because we've been completely remodeling and, you know, trying to get this up to a, you know, Class A looking facility. You know, it's never going to be a Class A, but it, you know, it'll we hope to get it, you know, Class B ish.
Okay. What kind of returns are you projecting for your investors?
We're looking at you know, doubling up in year two to three.
Okay, so
real similar to the returns of this, but honestly, there's much more potential in this property than in the other one that we had, just because of the location and we're typically very, very conservative on our projections and on our you know, our quick analysis. So much rather over deliver.
I'm there with you. We're at the end of the show, Jeff, and I got like a bazillion questions to ask, so I'm going to have you back on another day. But the point that you need to take away from all of this is that you can get started, too. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.